Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Each time you make out your marketing list, we bet you're tempted to place Kroger Tenderay Beef right at the very top of the page. Yes, we know how much you'd like to treat your family to the grand surprise of a dinner featuring fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay Beef. Possibly you can do that very thing someday in the near future, for those famous steaks and roasts will be back soon. But for the time being, Kroger Tenderay Beef is scarce because it's hard to get top grades of grain-fattened cattle. You see, it's like this. Kroger uses only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tenderay Beef. And then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tenderay method. It's always fresh because through Kroger's own Tenderay method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. That's why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Remember, when Kroger Tenderay Beef does become available once more, the only place you'll be able to buy it is at your Kroger store. And remember, too, until the time you can buy Kroger Tenderay Beef again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang has a criminal record and is wanted by the New York police. Professor Rogers, his uncle, is ready to take him back to New York. But Penny Gibbs is strong in her vows that Freddie will not go back to New York if it means he'll go to jail. It is morning now, and Penny is in her office.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Gibbs?
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Professor Rogers.
Good morning, Professor.
Busy, Miss Gibbs?
Well, yes, and I will be for a little while. I'm cleaning out my desk today, you know.
Oh.
My resignation from the project is official as of noon.
Oh, yes, I know. Miss Gibbs, may I impose on a little of your time this morning?
Well, I suppose so.
I'd like to, if you don't mind. It's important.
Oh?
Miss Gibbs, I want to caution you once more. Don't put yourself out for Freddie.
I'm not putting myself out for him.
You aren't? Well, then what do you call letting him live in your house, eat at your table, wear your brother's clothes?
Well, where else in Rossville can he live? Where else can he afford to eat? Where else can
I know his circumstances, Miss Gibbs, and I know he's staying in your house because there's no other place for him to stay. It's the only reason I allow him to impose on you.
Professor, he's not imposing on me. He's an invited guest in my home. Suzanne and Pat and I welcome him there. And he can stay with us as long as it's necessary or as long as he likes.
Miss Gibbs, I have to talk to you. This convinces me more than ever.
Well, I'll be free in a little while.
Well, what is a little while?
Well, I guess... Oh, there's Johnny. I'll have to hang up. Suppose you call for me in about an hour.
All right. Pick you up in front of your office?
Yeah, come in.
All right, in front of your office in an hour.
Fine.
Hello, Penny.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Come in, Johnny. I'll see you in about an hour, Professor.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Penny.
Oh, no, you didn't, Johnny. Besides, I said come in, didn't I?
Well,
you heard me, didn't you?
Yes, that's why I came in. That was Professor Rogers you were talking to, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
About that Freddie Lang? Or isn't it any of my business?
It was about Freddie Lang. And thanks, Johnny, for getting Captain Harlow of the police to come over to my house to talk to Freddie.
Well, I'm glad I was able to do it. Do any good?
No. No, none at all.
You mean the kid actually did rob Jeff Carney's store?
No, it helped. The captain's coming over as far as the robbing of Carney's store was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie didn't have to go to the police station to prove that he was innocent of that, but Captain Harlow found out that Freddie had done a lot of things for which the New York police wanted.
Uh-oh. He going to waive extradition?
Hmm?
Is he going to allow himself to be sent back to New York?
Oh, yeah. Professor Rogers is insisting that he go back. As a matter of fact, I think the professor is taking him back.
Poor kid. I feel sort of sorry for him.
Johnny, I feel more than sorry for him. I want to do something for him.
You would?
It's wrong, I suppose. Guess you'll tell me I'm being foolish.
But very.
Oh, Johnny, not you, too.
Oh, other people agree with me, huh?
Everyone agrees with you. I felt alone in things before, but never so alone as I've felt since I wanted to help Freddie Lang. Johnny, why is everyone against him?
Well, no one's against him, Penny. It's just that everyone's for you. And no one thinks Freddie's worth the efforts of anyone like you.
And just who am I that I'm too good to help Freddie Lang?
You're a young woman with a terrific future, Penny. And you can throw it all away fighting a lost cause.
And Freddie Lang's a lost cause. A 20-year-old boy in trouble is a lost cause.
Penny, the male of the species is not a boy at the age of 20. He's a man.
Johnny, age has nothing to do whether a man's a man or a boy, and you know it. Freddie Lang is a mixed-up kid, 20 years old or not, and all he needs is a little straightening out and to know that he has a friend or two.
Yeah, I know, I know. You know what'll happen to you while you're trying to straighten him out?
What?
You'll end up a little twisted yourself.
Johnny, I can see there's no use talking to you.
There's no use talking to you. You're going to help that boy no matter what anyone says, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I told you why. He needs help.
Oh, now, come on, Penny. Tell me the real reason.
Well,
why?
If you must know it, because, well, it's kind of hard to express, Johnny.
Well, you don't have to be careful of your words with me. Spill it.
I'm not trying to be careful. It is hard to express. Well, the closest I can come to explaining it to myself is that I have a strange feeling that Freddie and I have something in common. That underneath we're closer than two people who've just met.
Hey, what is it?
Oh, I knew you'd get the wrong idea. It's nothing like that, Johnny. It's not the feeling I had about you once.
Once?
I said once. Or the feeling I had about Steve Parker. It's different. It's just that when I look at Freddie and he looks at me, there seems to be a bond of trust and friendship that rises out of nowhere. Oh, Johnny, I can't help it. There's a lot to think about in Freddie. There won't be anything to him at all if they put him behind bars for a few years. Then he'll really be what everyone thinks he is right now.
Well, I won't say any more. I don't know why, Penny, but you're sold on him. But I still say it was a bad buy. And you're going to have to admit it one of these days. But the day of awakening may come too late.
Let me worry about that. You're going to have enough worries of your own starting at noon today.
You're really checking out of here?
You don't think I'd change my mind at the last minute, do you?
I'd like it if you would.
Oh, and I've been out of a job for a few months. Maybe I wish I had. Okay, come on, Mr. Keith. I'll show you around your office.
Well, here you are at home, Miss Gibbs. Hope I didn't take it for too long a drive.
Oh, no, Professor Rogers. Look, won't you come in for a few minutes?
Oh, I won't be imposing?
No, it's a long time till dinner yet.
All right. I'll get out on your side.
All right. Oh, say, if Suzanne has enough, maybe you'll stay for dinner.
No, thanks. I have a dinner engagement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, thanks just the same.
Well, maybe some other time.
Perhaps. But, not while Freddie's still around. You understand.
Only too well. Oh, Professor, I wish you'd think it over a little longer before you decide definitely about taking Freddie back to New York.
There's nothing to decide, Miss Gibbs. Actually, it's out of my hands. Freddie is wanted by the law. I think he better be delivered.
But can't something be arranged with the New York police before you... Professor.
Hmm?
Listen to that piano.
Yes. Where's it coming from?
Well, it can't be from our house. There's no one... Well, it is coming from our house.
Yes, it is. Well, I didn't know your brother played.
No, he doesn't. Not like that. Come on, let's go up in the porch and see who it is.
All right. Can you see who it is, Miss Gibbs?
Can I? Oh, you look. I can't believe my eyes.
Hmm? Why, it's Freddie.
Yes, it's Freddie. Oh, let's slip through the front door quietly and listen.
You bet.
Now, be quiet.
Well, don't worry.
He doesn't see I know it wasn't fair to sneak in on you like this, Freddie, but we couldn't resist.
I didn't know anybody was here, Gibbsy, or I wouldn't have messed up your piano like this.
Well, if that's what you call mussing up a piano, Freddie, well, what do you sound like when you treat one neatly?
Oh, I was just fooling around, Prof.
You call that fooling around, Freddie? Golly. Oh, Freddie, why didn't you tell me you played such a wonderful piano?
Well, Gibbsy, what was there to tell about it anyway? You know how it is. It's just something I do with my spare time, that's all.
Something you do with your spare time?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, Freddie, I think you should have more spare time.
Oh, who you kidding, Prof? You know you don't give a sack of marbles for me or anything I do. Hey, tell me something, you two. What is this? The honey treatment to tease me into some kind of a trap?
Now, wait a minute. Look, Freddie.
No, look. Both of you, be quiet a minute. Professor, you better not say anything. At least, not just yet.
Well, you're all right, Miss Gibbs.
Good. Freddie, I think you better apologize to the professor.
Me? You mean I got...
That's right. Apologize to the professor.
Apologize to the prof? Well, what for, Gibbsy?
You, don't know for what, Freddie?
No. I don't know for what, but... Well, I guess I did something wrong again. I'm sorry, Prof. Whatever it was, and I don't know, mind you. I didn't mean it. Just skip it, will you?
All right, Freddie.
Good. Well, now that that's settled, Freddie, will you tell me some more about your piano?
Tell you about it, Gibbsy? I don't know what for, but, well, you heard it. Ain't that enough for you? Like everything else I do, Gibbsy, it, well, it stinks, doesn't it?
So, Freddie Lang is an accomplished pianist. Is this proof that Penny is right about Freddie? Is there really hope for him? Or is he as unimpressed by his own talents as he is by everything else, and therefore a hopeless social outcast? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Each time you make out your marketing list, we know you'd like to include fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. Well, soon, possibly in the very near future, you'll be able to ask for and get famous Kroger Tenderay beef. But until that time, remember, Kroger will always provide you with beef whenever any is available, and it will always be the best that is available. Something else you'll want to keep in mind. Your Kroger store offers you a tempting selection of fine meats, flavorful seafoods, and plump poultry, and all at thrifty prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.